The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, down at the bench. A 7-0 loss here for Bemidji State. Coach, that first period, it sure looked like your team was going to, you know, be down 2-0 and have a chance there in the second. I was really impressed by that shorthanded chance that Taylor Nelson and Gabby Smith had there in the first period. Unfortunately for Gabby, you could see the frustration when she wasn't able to get it past Vetter.
Yeah, really, really nice play by both of them. Great pass by Taylor, and it kind of seems to be the way things have gone most of the year. You get a chance, and we don't even get a puck on the net. So, discipline was cost us tonight. We just took too many penalties. We allowed a player of theirs to get under our skin, and it cost us. I mean, obviously they're too good of a team. 5-on-5, let alone 5-on-3, 5-on-4. So,
Coach, your team, 20 penalty minutes. I don't remember a game against the Gophers where it got that physical, that chippy, and that many penalty minutes. I don't remember it in recent years anyway.
No, that's exactly my point I just made. It's got to stay out of the box. You know, we just way too many penalties. I think we only had 2 power play opportunities, and you know how many they have. So it's awful tough to play that team shorthanded. I mean, Hannah was outstanding, mm-hmm. gave us a chance, but it's tough when you take penalties like that, frustration penalties, undisciplined penalties.
Yeah, the end of the second period, it got a little crazy there. I was kind of surprised that it was just roughing calls. But let's go back to Hannah Hoganson. 45 saves here today. The Gophers threw 100 shots. Some of them obviously missing, 53 on target. For her, she had to be in the zone, and she looked great out there today. And you couldn't ask for more from her, could you?
No, absolutely not.
What do you need to do to get on the scoreboard tomorrow?
Well, obviously we've got to have them put the puck in the offensive zone more often and get more pucks in it. We had some really quality chances that, Reese had that breakaway in the second. Besides the play we talked about in the first, there was our first power play. There was a scramble. I thought it was in, and Reese had one in the second period where she actually got the puck behind her, but it went past the far side. So, you know, we just got to keep getting pucks to the net.
Coach, what did you tell your team afterward? Did you give them any advice as to try to keep the Gophers from getting out?
I don't have to give advice. Yeah, I mean, we just hey, you got to be disciplined. I mean, that's the bottom line. All you're doing is you're letting a certain player there's win when you take those kind of penalties and take those frustration penalties, and you know that's what she tries to do, and she was good at it today.
Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks so much. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show.